This year's spring thaw, when it begins, could produce hazardous conditions on some waterways in Wisconsin, ice jams. If warmer temperatures combine with strong rain, the combination could crack loose large slabs of ice, and they could threaten everything nearby. Bill Sturtevant is a safety engineer and watershed expert with the Wisconsin DNR. He told Bob Bach that the threat exists this year because our cold temperatures have created thick ice on rivers.
They're recording very, very deep ice formation in northern Wisconsin. It takes that much longer for it to melt and go away, so it leaves longer periods of time to get ice movement down the river and ice jams forming.
So an ice dam, is it slabs of ice that have slid on top of and moved into each other at a bunch of peculiar angles and such and created this ice wall of sorts?
And it actually builds up water much the same as a dam constructed by man. And there is the problem, because it's flooding lands that maybe weren't flooded or not even shown in the floodplain or close to the floodplain, or it's hard to predict. And the most common place we've seen the big jams are on the Wisconsin River, and one of the famous places for those to occur is just downstream of Portage and just upstream of Lake Wisconsin. And those jams have historically been pretty massive. Mother Nature always manages to take care of them. They fill up to a certain point, and they fail just like a dam would through its foundation. They get enough water behind it, and that water rushes underneath and melts and moves the ice downstream.
What is it that's propelling this ice? It's melting and becoming somewhat smaller in size rather than just one large solid sheet. But then does the wind play a role here, or rain, or both together?
Rain, absolutely. Wind, not so much on a riverine situation. On a big body of water like Lake Winnebago, wind is a huge issue.
How big can some of these slabs get? Are we talking about something the size of railroad boxcars here?
Oh, easily.
Really?
They can get 60, 70 feet long. It all depends on how they break up. If the water rises very rapidly underneath the ice, it can break off very large pieces.
That must be scary to see one of those coming downstream.
It's terrifying. You just stay out of the way.
Bill Sturtevant is with the Department of Natural Resources. Bill, thanks for giving us a clearer picture of, what the spring might bring regarding ice when it begins to move out of rivers and watersheds throughout the state.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Next up, we visit with Neil O'Reilly, a faculty member of UWM's Conservation and Environmental Sciences program. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
Well, Bill Sturtevant told us about possible movement of large slabs of ice, maybe flooding that could accompany that. Tell us about other possible effects of moving ice.
As the ice moves downstream, it can erode away at the banks. It can also erode away at the bed. Often what happens when you get an ice jam, and these ice jams form where either you have some type of constriction in the channel or a change in depth where the ice starts to build up, what will happen then is the water will try to find its way around that dam. And so it either is going to try to go around it on the banks, and it will start to erode away at the banks, or it will start to cut down on the bed of the river and erode away the bottom.
Are there bridges along the Menominee River, for instance, pedestrian bridges or others, that could be at risk from the movement of ice in a way that you've described?
There's a number of both pedestrian bridges and street overpasses that could be at risk if you've got a big enough ice jam and you had large enough flow. That flow is going to try to get through that bridge opening, and if the ice is taking up a lot of that area, it has a chance to start to cut down and possibly get below the foundation of those bridges and cause some problems.
It's amazing, the force of water, isn't it?
It is amazing. It's fascinating to watch it.
Neil O'Reilly with the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee's Conservation and Environmental Sciences program. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.